independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Absolutely not for any political purposes to spy, expose anything. I leaked nothing to nobody and never have and never would.
Susan Rice there. She didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing to see here. That video still caused all the issues in Benghazi. Everybody leave me alone. Oh, my Lord. Look, I'm not going to talk too much about this today. We'll talk a bit about it. We're going to touch on it. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Overall scheme of things in life on how this affects you is slim to none. I will tell you, doesn't mean that it's not big. Doesn't mean that it's not important. Doesn't mean that when things start to come down and all of the puzzle pieces come together, that we don't actually look at it and say, oh, well, look at that. Well, look at the way that went. How about that? That's crazy. Wow, look at that. Look what Obama did. Look what Susan Rice did. Look what Trump's people did. Look what Trump did. Or we may go, wow, that was a lot for nothing. Or we may say, wow, Trump really didn't do anything. All this screaming and yelling for nothing. Or we may look back and go, whoa. Obama, man, that whole thing. Some bad eggs over there. I think in the end, nothing comes out of it. Lots of talk, lots of screaming, lots of yelling, lots of pointing fingers, lots of wanting to be right. Lots of wanting and needing to be right. Not a lot for you, I, and everybody else who is trying to deal with the day-to-day world that we live in. That's it. Wow. Let's take it. Let's look around here. Do politicians use their power to get a leg over on their opponents? I'm going to say, yeah. I really am.
The allegation is that somehow Obama administration officials utilized intelligence for political purposes. That's absolutely false.
It's not absolutely false. Politics is all about that, right? Here's something for you guys to soak up in, right? Just, I'm throwing this out there. Producer Phil, I'll talk it to you, brother. If the Russians were doing their damnedest to try to influence an election in our country, would it not be possible that the president currently of this country at the time, who is throwing his entire support behind the person who's running to be the next president that will keep his legacy, maybe, just maybe, use some of the power that he has by passing along wink, wink, nudge, nudges along the way to try to look into certain situations and influence an election that is happening on his own soil?
I'll say that's politics.
That is politics. Nobody's going to jail. Nobody's going to be impeached. Nobody's going to have anything happen to them. It's about being right. It's not about helping us. It's not about dealing with the issues at hand. It's not about any of those things. It's about being right. Period. Case closed. End of story. Did maybe she overstep her boundary? Did maybe she look into stuff? Yeah. Does every president, given the opportunity, do that? Probably. Maybe not them as individuals, but somebody with inside of their cabinet, their administration? Probably. I'm not trying to defend her. And I'm not trying to blame anybody for anything. I'm just saying, how does this affect your life? What does it do? Nothing. We want a snapshot of everything at the end. I was out last night. I was talking to some people. Just getting my food because I got myself a new microwave. Very excited about my new microwave. And because that's kind of sad, lonely life I lead. And I was talking to people in line, as you do. Asking people questions. Do you know who Devin Nunes is? Do you know who Susan Rice is? Do you know who, you know, just going through and most of the people in line, the people I say, they had no idea who. Some of them heard the names, right? but didn't know who they were. Then I asked about, do you know who April the Giraffe is? Oh, everybody knew who April the Giraffe is. Oh, yeah, I know who April the Giraffe is. That's a giraffe that's supposed to be giving birth, right? Yeah, I've seen that on Facebook. I've seen it. People weren't stupid. They care when it's time to care, right? How many of you watch sports and like, oh, baseball season just started? Yeah, call me in July and August, September when it gets good. Call me when it's the playoffs. I don't care. It's the preseason. I don't care. It's about that's what this is. When the time comes and there's a chance to put a puzzle piece together, if indeed that day ever comes and we hear the stories, then maybe people will pay more attention. And I get the text messages. You can text me 323-538-2423. You can chime in as well on the air, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. I'm looking at the big picture in what's going on in the country we live in today, the time that we live in. That is all in the past. I am looking towards the present. Let that be what it is. Don't take the eyes off the prize. I want this president to be smart. I want this president to start doing the things that he said he was going to do. And I want him to start holding this, everybody's feet to the fire. I want to see reg reform, and I want to see tax issues dealt with. I want to see this government take the shackles off of this economy and turn it loose so we can see some growth in the economy, which will restore this economy back to the engine and the motor that it used to be, get all the horses behind it so we can actually see what we can do, start creating jobs, and start building an America where people, again, are starting to feel good about their paycheck. Like, this isn't a government. This isn't you or I looking to the government saying, make our life better. That doesn't happen. They're not here to give us jobs. They're not here to do any of that stuff. But they are here to make sure that we can do jobs, that we can create jobs, that we can grow business, and we can flourish. This last administration did everything it possibly could to put up roadblock after roadblock after roadblock after roadblock after wall after wall after wall for businesses to grow. Don't want to hear it anymore. I want to see action. I'm sick and tired about he said, she said, you said this, he said that, they did this, he did that, I'm going to tweet this. Everybody just see what I tweeted? Oh my goodness. No, it's time for us to move forward. None of them have our best intention in mind. It's about them, period, case closed. This Susan Rice thing is going to become a bigger issue. This Russia thing is absolutely stupid and asinine. I'm over it. And by the way, how long does it take to put together an investigation like this? I'm just curious. You have the full force of the United States government and the resources behind it. It shouldn't take you more than a few hours to get all of the wires, all of the text, all of the data, sift through it and go, yeah, we got nothing really here, and let's move on with our lives. Yeah, shouldn't take that long. There wasn't 300 days in a row where these people spoke nonstop for 24 hours. They maybe had several phone calls over a short period of time. Let's move on with our lives, okay? How about that? Let's move on with our lives. This is it. This is the insanity that we live in. Enough is enough is enough is enough. Taxes, reform, deal with health care. You've had 7.5 years. Get your ass back out there. You failed. You get up. You dust yourself off. You try again. Get taxes sorted out. Get the reforms and the regs done. Period. Case closed. Let's move on. Let's see what we can do as a nation where we've got the engine revved. Boom. Are we going to turn it loose and open it up? Or are we going to flounder? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. This country's amazing. We got a stock market that's booming. We've got some opportunities there. When you look at your investments, I tell everybody this, are you diversified? Based on the age? Based on what you're looking to do, are you truly diversified? You hand yourself over to one broker and you let them kind of handle everything. Well, let me tell you something. As a broker formerly in the world of commodities, both physical and futures, I will tell you this right now. Diversification is key. There is a thing called precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium. What are they? They are the most amazing thing, and I'll tell you why. It's about getting two for one in an investment. Downside protection and upside potential. Think about that for a second. Your portfolio starts to struggle. Usually gold will start to make a move. In doing so, it protects the downside, and there's also opportunities in movements in gold itself. You'd invested $100,000 in 2000, that would be worth about $450,000 today. That, to me, kids, is pretty darn good. I trust a company called Goldco Precious Metals. I'd like you to consider using them. They're honest, they're ethical, and they're knowledgeable. That's key. They will tell you, talk to you, show you ways that you can invest in the precious metals markets to not only make money, but also to protect what you've worked so hard for. Visit BensonGold.com to start with your free IRA guide from Goldco. That's BensonGold.com, BensonGold.com. Check them out today. Goldco Precious Metals. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
People are texting in. Feel free to do the same. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad, this does matter. You shouldn't be so flippant about it, writes one texter. I'm not flippant about it. I'm honest. I'm honest about it. More people know who April the giraffe is and what's going on than what's happening in D.C. Not because they're ignorant, just because show me when. Show me when all is said and done and I can look at it. Right now, there's about 10,000 people watching that damn giraffe getting ready to give birth. Right? Now, I'm just pointing this out to you. When she's going to get birth, and there, because now there's a text alert that'll go out, and it's actually going to happen, that'll go up to millions of people watching this giraffe give birth. It's the same thing. When there's an end game, people will tune in to see the end game. That's it. Last night, NCAA championship game. North Carolina won. Biggest ratings of the entire thing. Why is that? Because it was it. Nobody else wanted to watch the 1 versus 16 on a Thursday afternoon. We did because we had a bracket. But realistically, how many games did you watch? Last night, a ton of people watched it. Is what it is. Time for the urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Urban word of the day. My minions. Now, I've had this on numerous occasions. Phil, I think you also have been guilty of this, as has every other human being out there. Hangry. Hangry. Bad-tempered or irritable as a result of hunger. Put angry and hunger together, you get hangry. On numerous occasions I know in my life, right? Like, oh, my blood sugar's down. Sorry, I'm so angry. No, you're hangry, brother. You're hangry. You're angry at the situation because you've not eaten. What's that commercial? Is it Snickers?
It is Snickers.
Where they'll show somebody getting upset and angry and it's a star and they give them a Snickers and it comes back to somebody being normal. That's hangry, essentially. That is your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium is stretched $15 an hour. So it was fight for 15 because today was equal pay day. And they fought for 15. Didn't seem like it was a big day out there. Really? Because here's the thing. I couldn't, and producer Phil, I couldn't tell. I thought it was equal pay day for, it was about women. Because everybody I heard talk about it was about women. But then you had this, at the same time, this kind of fight for 15 wanted to be part of the equal pay. I was confused about the whole thing.
Yeah, I was confused too. I always thought it was supposedly the pay gap as well.
That's what I thought. That's what Chuck Schumer told me.
Women still make 79 cents for every dollar a man makes in the same position. African-American women are making 64 cents on the dollar. Latina women are making 54 cents on the dollar.
Is he annoying? He feels annoying. Right? Like, I mean, kind of. Doesn't he? He feels like he is trying so hard to be everybody's friend. That's what I, when I hear him, that's what I feel. I feel like you're really trying hard, Chuck, to suck up to everybody in the room and be everybody's pal. Really are trying hard. Really, you're making the effort. I appreciate you being a suck-up. I do. But it's not working on me. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program. Joining us next is Nick Troiano. He ran for, I think he ran for Congress. He is a young guy, but he started the Centrist Project. And this is for people, a lot of which I think most of us are starting to identify as, people like you and me who are sick and tired of two parties who seem to be doing absolutely nothing. I mean, we're getting ready to do something unprecedented when it comes to this nuclear option and putting somebody on the Supreme Court. That's how far away we are in every way, shape, or form. I think it's time for a third party that's got some strength. And I'm interested to hear what he has to say. He's going to join us next. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. You can tweet right at my face. We've got a couple polls up today. One of them is about that. Would you like to see a strong, viable third party? 85% says yes, we need a change. The other poll up is, do you think Susan Rice and the Obama administration spied on the incoming president and staff? 77% says yes, they did. You can check those both out at Chad Benson Show. Nick Troiano, Centrist Project's going to join us next. Is there a need for a third party? I'm thinking, yes, there is. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We are independent thought. I love that. Every time an election season goes by, I wipe the slate clean and I'm a free agent. It's the way all of us should be. Stop standing there on either side of the aisle and actually open your mind. Joining us now is a guy who's, I think he's got it going on. I think he started something here. It's Nick Troiano. He is the executive director of the Centrist Project, which aims to elect independent candidates. Thanks so much for coming on today, Nick. I appreciate that.
Pleasure to be with you, Chad.
So what is the Centrist Project?
We are an organization that is dedicated to electing centrist independent candidates to office as a way of breaking through the growing political dysfunction and growing partisan divide in our government. So we hope to give more of a voice and more power back to the people, especially in the broad center of American politics, who don't have much of a voice in today's hyper-polarized, hyper-partisan political environment.
You know, you talk about that, and when you look around, most people, when I talk to them, don't really recognize either party, but it's a fear factor of getting behind somebody who's independent because it just seems to be that the Republicans and Democrats seem to be comfortable.
And that's exactly what both parties want us to think. I mean, that's the only thing that they can agree on, is to limit any kind of new competition in our politics. But we know that competition is a good thing. And right now, instead of trying to compete on better ideas for the country, both parties are simply committed to tearing each other down, which has coarsened our politics and left us gridlocked as issues that confront our country only grow with time. You know, the issue I care most about, Chad, is around our growing national debt. You know, the Congressional Budget Office said that if we wait just 10 years to deal with this problem, the amount of tax increases or spending cuts will have to increase by 50%, because that's how this problem is compounding with time. There is a cost to doing nothing. And so it's important for people who are pragmatists, who want more solutions than dogma, to come together and realize that we can do much better than what both parties are serving up right now.
Talking to Nick Troiano, who is the executive director of the Centrist Project. And, you know, I was reading the website, and again, I am an independent as they come. I'm an independent thinker. I don't think either party has a monopoly on good or bad ideas. I think both of them do. And I think most people nowadays would identify themselves as somewhat conservative when it comes to, you know, the fiscal side of things. And at the other side of things, they would consider them socially somewhat liberal or moderate. Yet I look out there and a place like where we are, California, it's the same old same. People identify themselves as that. Then they go to the ballot box and it's crazy. They don't get behind a candidate like yourself or several of the others in a lot of places are independent, because I just don't know what happens. Is the fear that strong that, like, if we put an unknown in that says the word independent, that they're going to blow something up?
Well, the major problem for independents, and it's why many independents simply don't run for office and we're left with a lesser of two evils choice on election day, is that there has been no infrastructure to help support them in running competitive campaigns. And that's really what the Centrist Project is focused on, is building the tools and the talent and the technology to help centrist independents run for office, just like the major party candidates help their own. Except we're not going to be prescriptive on and have a litmus test of what policies you need to believe in. As long as you put your country first, and as long as you're willing to do what's in the best interest of most Americans and believe in the power of politics as service to country rather than service to self. And so we hope by lowering the barrier to entry for talented people to run for office as independents, we'll have viable folks step forward and people are restive to support a third option. More than 60% of Americans, according to Gallup, think both parties are doing such a poor job of representing us, third option's needed. And what's interesting and unique about the Centrist Project is we're not out to form a traditional third party or to win a majority of seats for independents. We have something called the Fulcrum Strategy. And the Fulcrum Strategy is all about trying to elect just a handful of independents to closely divided legislatures like the U.S. Senate, where if they were to get elected, just 3 to 5 of them, they could deny both parties a majority and therefore control the balance of power. And so as a swing coalition in the center, they would have an extraordinary amount of influence to suggest policies that both parties can move to the center to agree on and to forge coalitions around issues like our debt and the climate and education and so forth. So we just need to elect a few, and that's why we're building a network of people across the country who want to help us elect a few independents to the U.S. Senate in 2018, and we're building that support on the centristproject.org, where anyone can come and sign up and join us.
You know, I love what you're saying. We're talking to Nick Troiano from the Centrist Project. He's the executive director there. And to me, and as I was trying to explain to somebody last night, you look around the world and you look that in, you know, whether it be in Israel and throughout Europe, when you have three parties, a party that may only have 8, 10, 12% can swing so much power because they are literally that bridge between the two where people are going to have to give in, and you'd be surprised at how much can get done with just a small amount of people. And I think that's fantastic. When you look for people, I mean, because when I was reading an article earlier today about you guys, you know, you had people that are on both sides of the aisle, people who were Republicans at one time and just felt like, I don't identify with these people anymore, and people who were Democrats and say, I don't identify with these people anymore. What are you looking for when it comes to independent thinkers?
Well, for candidates, first, we're looking for people with integrity, people who want to enter politics because of a calling of public service. And so they're not going to get into office and think that re-election is their only purpose in life. Second, we're looking for people who are aligned with our principles, who are fiscally responsible and environmentally responsible, people who believe in economic opportunity and social tolerance. And thirdly, we're looking for candidates who embrace our reform agenda. How do we get our democracy working better again by increasing participation and accountability in politics? by getting rid of partisan gerrymandering, opening primaries to independents, getting the corrupting influence of money out of politics. So those are the candidates that we're looking to support. And right now, we're talking every day to former governors, former senators, experienced and prominent business people about potentially running for Senate as an independent in 2018 as a slate. But to do that, as I mentioned, they need to know that there's a coalition of people out there ready to support them if they were to dive in. And so we're simultaneously building a grassroots coalition of voters, Democrats, Republicans, and independents across the country to join this effort.
When you look across the board at you know, who you're looking for, who's interested in this, do you get a feel that it's a younger generation that's interested, or is it kind of across all age barriers, you know, that people are interested in getting away from this two-party system, this monopoly that let's be real, both of these parties have worked together and colluded together to make sure that a third party doesn't come along, because that bites into their lifestyle. Is it a wide swath age gap, or is it something kind of, you know, it's just more of a younger thing?
I think the desire for political transformation cuts across demographics, particularly on age. There are lots of older Americans who remember a political system that used to work when you had a majority of both parties willing to seek the center on issues like passing Social Security and Medicare, doing the highway bill, reforming welfare, balancing the budget. These are things that Democrats and Republicans did together. So there are older Americans who realize that we're capable of that as a country and want to return to it. And on the other hand, you have younger people, almost a majority of whom self-identify as independents, who realize that we're getting screwed, whether it's on the issue of our budget or the issue of our climate. We're not going to inherit a country as strong or as prosperous as our parents if we continue on the current path. And that's what we're doing in the status quo. So as much as both parties want to scare us into continuing the tribal warfare against each other, this red-blue divide, I think increasingly a number of Americans are realizing we can reject it altogether. And the biggest divide in our country is really between the political class and the people. And the people have the power. We all have the vote. And if we use it in a smart and strategic way and get new people into office who aren't beholden to the parties or their special interest donors, we can actually change this system.
Nick, when people get, like, you know, centrist project, you've got independents that are out there that are running. And I've noticed that when you've got a smart third party that gets in front of people, and I think that's always the biggest thing, they get to the point where they get on stage and they're allowed to have the debate, they're allowed to talk about things. Do you find that people are more apt to listen than if it's just a singular message on a commercial, on a flyer, even a speech? Do you find that once you get them head to head, that's when the Republicans and Democrats realize, okay, we this guy or this gal is tearing us apart?
Yeah, absolutely, which is why it's so important that independents be able to have access to those platforms to get their perspectives out. You know, that didn't happen this last presidential election. It hasn't happened since 1992 in a presidential election when we had an independent participate. Again, as you point out, the reason why is the only thing both parties agree on is to limit any new competition. So the Commission on Presidential Debates has set an almost impossible polling threshold to include a third voice. Luckily, thanks to a recent lawsuit, that might change in times for 2020. But I absolutely do think that the more of an opportunity independents have to get their message out, the more competitive they can be. In 2014, we supported a candidate named Greg Orman in Kansas, who ran as an independent. Greg started out at 9% in the polls when he entered and was leading against Senator Pat Roberts by the end of summer. And once he was in a competitive position, the parties pulled no punches. They dumped millions of dollars, and he lost his race. But it shows that people are open to the message and are willing to support these types of candidates. We just need to be able to build the infrastructure to help them across the finish line.
Last question. I appreciate you coming on today. Nick Troiano, the executive director of the Centrist Project. Snapshot, 2 years or next year, and then, you know, obviously 3.5 years from now, presidential race and many other elections that go on through there. How much of a dent inside of this two-party system do you think you guys and the independents are going to be able to make that will, I think, influence and change a lot that goes on, not only locally, but also nationally?
Well, the need and opportunity for what we're doing is growing greater by the day. We saw it in the dysfunction of the healthcare debate. We're seeing it with the Supreme Court justice right now. We see it again when it comes time to pass a budget. The illusion of single-party control of government and that being a way to get things done is nothing but an illusion. And so I think people will be open to the message and rested for a new alternative. And independents are only going to have a greater amount of influence in the future. For the centrist project, you know, our aim is to elect a few candidates to the U.S. Senate in 2018. At minimum, we're going to be very active in state legislative races. The barrier to entry is much lower to build this movement from the ground up in the 2, 3, 4 election cycles to come. And for anyone who questions whether this is possible, just look back to the last election. It didn't get much attention, but you had independents get elected to the state legislatures in Alaska and in Maine, and people unaffiliate in Iowa and in Nevada. So there is a movement out there. It's already begun, and it's a tidal wave that will reach Washington, D.C. As soon as we come to the realization that we don't have to accept the status quo of politics as usual if we don't want to.
His name's Nick Toriano. It is called the Centrist Project, centristproject.org. You can go check it out. He's the executive director, and you are actually making a change, and I love that. Appreciate you coming on, and keep in touch, because I'm behind you guys 110%.
Thanks very much, Chad.
Telling you, that's what we all need to be. We all need to put away the R and the D and start looking at ourselves as independent in thinking, open to all opportunities. And that doesn't mean you can't vote for a Republican or a Democrat. Just means have an open mind. Have an open mind. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
Hundreds of thousands of people have been faithfully watching the live stream of April's enclosure at the Animal Adventure Park in Harpersville, New York, patiently waiting for a calf. It's been about 16 months now that April's been pregnant, and the folks at the zoo know onlookers are wondering how much longer they're going to have to wait. So they've come up with a text alert system to provide labor and baby announcements. You can sign up for a one-time fee of $4.99. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
16 months, man. That's a long time to be pregnant. Maybe she's not pregnant. She just didn't want to lose the baby daddy. That's a meme I saw. Chad, that is horrible. More people know who April the giraffe is. This is good. Let me just say something. I put stuff out there. I've got all of my, you know, I tweet stuff for the show. I post stuff for the show. The reaction I got about my tweet last night over April to the giraffe shows where people go with stuff. It really does. More people had weighed in on April the giraffe than on a lot of other stuff. Over a giraffe. It's a giraffe. It's going to give birth. Wow, that's crazy. People are watching it. It's what we do. Mama June, right? People tuned in. They wanted to see you. She went from some ginormous, crazy, white trashery lady to somebody who's thinner and still insane and white trashery. Right? Little red, what is it? Red neckinized? Is that what that little girl said? Everybody wanted to see it. Not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying you should enjoy yourself, because Lord knows there are shows that I watch and I enjoy myself watching them. I watch, was it Live PD? That's my thing. That's my jam on the weekends. Love me some Live PD. I do. But I'm trying to say that when we listen to all this stuff, this, that, and the other, politics in our life is important, but there are things out there that, you know, we pay more attention to. Doesn't mean we're ignorant. Doesn't mean we're stupid. Doesn't mean we don't care. And that's what I try to stress to people who get mad at me. Because I'm more interested in the human side of things. How does things that they do in D.C., in your hometown, in your city, in your state, how do they affect you? To me, that's far more important than the actual act itself. How do we get past this? I want to find solutions to the problems that many of our lawmakers have created. not always because they wanted to create a problem. Like everything else, a lot of times they're trying, they think, to do the right thing. And in doing, quote unquote, the right thing, we find out that with that good intention sometimes comes a bad outcome. Unintended consequences. Let's find solutions to the problem. Let's get out from underneath this D.C. bureaucracy and look at a project like Centrist, the Centrist project. Look to independent people. Look to third parties. Look to the other side of the party to see, other side of the aisle to see, is there somebody there who's actually doing something that I recognize more than my own party? Being open-minded, kids, it doesn't hurt. You stay close-minded, you're not growing, you're dying. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Check out chadbensonshow.com. We've got all the podcasts up there. You can grab them absolutely free. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.